peace and love, as to not compromise you. Your initials are E period D. Most people, they'll put that together the best way that they know how. I'm speaking directly to your soul. I'm speaking because you told me you enjoy these podcasts. I am speaking directly to you because I just want to thank you. While I'm in the womb on this occasion, I want to tell you that I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every sacrifice you've ever made. I'm grateful that you're still making sacrifices even now. I thank you that you now know these are not sacrifices, but gifts. I thank you that you now know that we can do the work in joy. I thank you that you are emotionally intelligent and stable. I'm grateful for your love. I'm grateful for your time. I'm grateful for your energy. I'm grateful for your truth and your freedom and your justice. You're an awesome soul. You're a beautiful woman. You're a beautiful being, period. Many places you have been, many good works you have done, and for these good works, and for you healing the places that I sent you, and the persons that I sent you, and the things that I sent you. Those works that you did, that you are now doing, are being honored even now. Every good seed that you have sown into any soul from your origin of creation until now, be made it unto you, be measured unto you. I call forth every last gift that has yet to be released to you from the spiritual realm, from the ethers. I call forth these gifts into your atmosphere, into your being, into your person, into your very hand. Every single seed that you planted is now sprouting. It's now being watered. It's now remembering you. It's now being aware of who it was that planted the seed. Hallelujah. The first husband, I admire you for laboring through that experience and learning the lessons that needed to be learned for edification of your soul. For the son that you birthed and raised, his calling is to mechanics. His calling is to technical. His calling is to mothers. His calling is to fathers. His calling is to children. Well, what do you mean, OT Bay? What are you saying to me on this line right now as I'm listening to you in the womb? Every characteristic that he's displayed in strength and longevity, those are the markers regarding his destiny. For example, present father, he's to take care of children. Present father with strength to persevere, he's to care for children, not only his own, but those that are not his own. Mechanics, he can pretty much do anything with technology when applying himself. The grandbabies are protected by four angelic spirits, ancestral spirits each. The four angelic or ancestral spirits are also representation of the four elements. So they are protected by each of the elements of the earth. They are very good cleaners. And even now I prophesy an extra hedge of protection around them. Let it be eight ancestral spirits. Your visions for kitchens that deliver the mind, that make people whole, actual kitchens. You're going to love your kitchen. When we get done building it from the ground up, from scratch, you're going to love it. Ooh, come on with it. It is a very, very beautiful thing to be a part of your energy. I'm appreciative to the point where just resting around you is enough. I'm going to make more personal podcasts like this. In the womb, person to person, you'll know who I'm talking about because you know you. Come on with it. For the recent experience that you just went through, brand new mode of conveyance coming your way, even now. Yes, we're going to get up. We're going to work for these things. We're going to generate profit. We're going to generate energy. When you're dealing with others, now I'm speaking directly to us. If they're not contributing to you one form of energy, time, talent, and/or treasure, commerce, gifts, or talents, or skills, soft or hard skills, or in some way, shape, or form contributing to your life, they are a vampire. You see? They're siphoning your energy. They need your presence to live. You can identify them. You know who they are. After which, the identification, sever the relationship until they're willing to contribute. It pained me to do it, but I did it. And I'm grateful that I severed the connection to the energies that were pulling, drawing from me, yet not pouring in. Now, no one can draw from you unless you open your well. So I had to close my well to some people, places, and things. I love you dearly. Thank you for spending time in the womb with me. You know who you are. After hearing this podcast, I want your joy to skyrocket. Woo! Come on with it, baby. Skyrocket through the roof. You see? Let your joy be full. Be happy. Be joyful. Speak in your original language, your language of light. The language of light. Be healing to your soul. Peace and love to you. I'll be in the womb with you soon.